Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the Tobacco Prevention Coordinator with Marion County Public Health, Chelsea Bagby, as she discusses how bad smoking is for you during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yet another week of quarantine or social distancing, social isolation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's almost become almost a month now where we've shut things down throughout the county, throughout the state, throughout the country, really. We've been dealing with this for a while now. Recently, it's been announced that, you know, when it comes to COVID-19, we've all talked about how it affects your lungs and it affects your ability to breathe. And in that aspect, Marion County Public Health has recently talked about the need for people to kind of quit smoking, to, if you're going to smoke, kind of limit that because smoking can cause problems to lungs just like COVID-19. So my question for you, Chelsea, when it comes to COVID-19, when it comes to smoking, take us through why it's so important for people right now to kind of limit their smoking and if not quit smoking altogether to kind of save themselves from this disease.
Yeah, so in response to COVID-19, we've all been reminded to practice healthy habits for ourselves, for our families, and for our communities. And if you smoke or vape, quitting is a smart step toward that goal. And some of the reasons to stop smoking and vaping right now, especially, include the fact that smoking doubles your risk of developing respiratory infections by weakening your immune system and your body's ability to fight infection. So that goes directly to, you know, concerns with COVID-19. Smoking also increases your risk of getting sicker from COVID-19, and there have already been a few studies during this global pandemic. And the largest study of 1,099 people with COVID-19, out of those people, the people who smoked were 2.4 times more likely to be admitted to an ICU, to need mechanical ventilation, and even die from COVID-19 compared to those who did not smoke. And we also know that smoking can cause COPD and a long list of other health problems that may contribute to serious illnesses like COVID-19. And as for vaping, it's also important to note that vaping can cause harm to your lung health and even worsen the body's ability to fight respiratory infections like COVID-19. And we know that this is a super stressful time right now. And we know that people who smoke or vape often turn to smoking and vaping to cope with their stress. But it's important to know that even though all of this uncertainty or isolation or quarantine and the anxiety that comes with COVID-19, smoking and vaping actually puts more stress on the body because nicotine makes the heart work harder. And especially among teens with vaping devices, there are high doses of nicotine in those devices. And this can lead to more anxiety, irritability, and mood swings as well. So we want to encourage those who are looking for alternatives to coping with stress to get plenty of sleep, you know, be active during the day, doing something you enjoy while practicing those social distancing measures. Eat well, drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. If you're feeling really anxious, you know, take a long hot bath or shower. And then talk to others. So I know social distancing makes that hard, but luckily, we have technology and internet, and so having someone you can talk to that you can trust during those moments of anxiety or mood swings and irritability and things like that. And I also would suggest utilizing technology and internet to visit quitlineiowa.org. They have counselors that are confidential and free that can help people stop smoking and stop vaping. And along with the counselors, there is the possibility for nicotine replacement therapy to be mailed to you. So that would come in the form of, you know, gum or patch or lozenge, whatever you choose. So again, visit quitlineiowa.org for help with quitting smoking. And if you are between the ages of 13 and 17, you can also access Quitline Iowa. But you can also access the part of Quitline Iowa that is designated for teens, which is called My Life, My Quit. And you can just visit their website as well. And it's similar to Quitline Iowa. They have counselors that can help teens quit vaping or smoking or using other tobacco products.
Obviously, I know you do a lot of things behind the scenes. You go to schools and work with people behind the scenes to try and help out when it comes to quitting smoking. Has your job been a little bit more difficult now, obviously, with things being closed, but you're still wanting to provide those resources? You just can't do it in person.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been trying to, you know, like amid all of this, you know, ever-changing uncertainty and kind of in stress of COVID-19, I've been trying to figure out how I can serve our communities with tobacco prevention and control efforts. And right now, even though I am working from home, you can call the my Marion County Public Health office number, which is 641-828-2238, extension 225. And those calls and voicemails will come to me. And I'd be happy to help answer any questions and coordinate any needs for finding cessation services like Quitline Iowa or My Life, My Quit. And I'm hopefully, you know, it's hard. I do a lot of face-to-face in-person work. So COVID-19 has really put a stop to that. So I'm also figuring out how I'm going to move forward with those tobacco prevention efforts.
I guess when it comes to the stress, I know it's something we're all dealing with, but is there any words of inspiration you have for anybody out there that might be coping and maybe they just need somebody to talk to?
Hang in there, take it one day at a time. You know, we're all figuring this out. We all have our own stressors and ways to cope with those stressors, especially right now during COVID-19. And we're all trying to find healthy ways to cope with those stressors. And, you know, just one of those healthy ways to cope with those stressors would be to, you know, put the cigarette down, put the vaping down, you know, find a way that can help you quit and find somebody to talk to that can help you quit. And like I said before, Quitline Iowa and My Life, My Quit can help with that. You know, take it one day at a time.
Thanks to Tobacco Prevention Coordinator with Marion County Public Health, Chelsea Bagby, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIACareLess.com and click podcast.